Radiophrenia, the light at the end of the dial.
Welcome to Radiophrenia the Ducks, a programme presenting selections from the Radiophrenia archives. These works were originally aired during our second season of broadcasts in 2016. Coming up later, you'll hear Balancing Act by Amble Skews. But first, we present Circular Thinking by Jen Mattinson and Mark Vernon. The piece features interviews and field recordings pertaining to all manner of cyclical processes, circuits, loops, spinning things and rotating machines. Sourced from across the region of Cumbria, the material used in the composition of the piece includes recordings of a potter's wheel, a lanzette, wind turbines, speedway races, a watermill, bicycle wheels, a clock the stoller's workshop, and a tour of the Cranston Sausage Factory, where they make the famous spiralled Cumberland Ring sausages. As well as a catalogue of revolving and spinning things, the piece also charts a timeline of sounds that stretches from artisan handicrafts to the beginnings of industrialisation and present-day factories, taking in machinery driven by manpower, natural resources, and electrically dependent manufacturing.
It's been going for thousands of years, this motion of turning gear wheels.
It's a way of dividing down the, you know, gear wheels turning to end up with your final escape wheel with 60 teeth on it, giving you the 60 seconds. And then the gears are geared down to achieve that.
And they do. You can hear the mechanism. You can hear the, as it were, you can hear the cogs turning. You can hear the thing that's, you can hear the delivery system. And I do quite like that.
You can often hear the pivots when they're very badly worn. You can actually hear the noise. You'll hear a whirring noise.
It's quite a dull sound. You just get used to it.
I don't know. Sometimes if you get money stuck in them, you know one's going round, but just a hum, isn't it, to us? But because you're used to them, you can always tell if one's going wrong. You notice if one's going wrong or something's stuck in it and things like that.
And then when you're on your last spin, that's when you know you've got to do your work.
It keeps clicking all the time. It goes through the system really, really quick because it's not heating any water or anything.
Well, you can feel where the sound is.
You can be in here and you can hear a door clicking. You know there's something wrong. When you first hear when money gets stuck in between the drum and the thing, it's quite scary.
Especially on their machines, it is like a player's going to take off. And that's really vigorous.
It vibrates through the woodwork. So you get a bit of sound coming through.
But no, when they vibrate, you can feel the floor.
The whole building's sort of shaking.
It's like a little earthquake.
You can feel the floor shaking.
This has to be linked by hand, it has to be into the coil by hand. There's nothing that will do that for you. No machines will do it.
Your finger digs in and it won't stop. It'll just snap your finger. It would literally just, it would break your finger with just like that.
And that's done by just finger and thumb. Just feeling it.
You almost form a fist and push me down, you know, turn it and just keep working till it's mixed.
Actually, if you do it correctly, it's far better than any machine can do it. You don't need to be strong, you've got to have the right motion. You actually centre with your body. You don't centre with your arms, you centre with your body by leaning into it.
And that's the tricky bit, really. You need to put a little bit of friction or a little bit of resistance with your fingers holding the skin against the tube. If you don't hold it tight enough, it comes out far too quickly. If you hold it too tight and too much resistance, it'll be too full or it'll burst.
Thump, thump, tick, tock, tick, 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 tock, tick, tock, thump, thump, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, thump, thump, tick, tock, tick, tock.
So you've got the sound of the mechanism, really, and then you've got things that are kind of impeding the progress of the mechanism. Putting an obstacle in the way of the stylus will prevent it from progressing. So a certain passage of the record will repeat over and over again. But you get them as well when there's either a flaw in the production or whether they've been damaged through use. You know, something will just repeat, 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 you know, in that kind of way.
Thank you. circles moving round and round very slowly.
And it is a circular process, if you like. The whole thing is a circular process.
A multitude of different black and white circles, and it's moving very slowly and very steadily. It's almost like a winding motion.
And, you know, they just literally, it hypnotises them to the point, or just sends them slightly, you know, too lally, just through watching it. Yeah, so it does, it can be very hypnotic.
I went round and round and round and round and round and felt so sick.
And she, yeah, there's one girl, I couldn't let her watch the wheel after a while because she'd just fall off her seat.
In the beginning, I was just seeing a series of circles, and now it feels like it's actually taken a form and it's an object and it's moving up closer towards my eyes.
That is the circle going wrong, your circle going wrong.
It's to do with the accumulation of information around that point, around the spindle, if you like. It was to do with that. And I had this little image in my head of these tapes going round and winding and getting thicker and thicker and thicker. And I think the analogy was with trees, with growth lines on trees, and the things that get trapped in between them, and what you can kind of learn by reading that stuff, you know. But there was, there was clearly a link between, you know, the single groove, the single spiraling groove, the growth of the tree from the centre out, and the record of the time. You know, if something gets into that tree, it just works around it, doesn't it? But when you slice it open, you see a record of a particular period in history, don't you? And I think the same is there within those tapes, within those recordings.
That drives through the shaft to a pit wheel inside the mill, and the pit wheel drives what you call a wallowa, which is a slightly smaller clamp, gives you a ratio, and then that one drives on the same shaft as a spur wheel, and the spur wheel has got wooden teeth, and the spur wheel drives the smaller pinion, which actually drives the shaft and turns the millstone.
Often you will hear the gears whirring round.
I'm always listening to the rhythm of it, every revolution. Thank you.
It works on a vacuum. There's spirals in there, and what they do is spin constantly to create a vacuum within the machine, and it pulls it through. It's basically 8 leaves. It sits inside a great big like piston sort of thing, which spins and creates a vacuum.
Got your spin and your rinse, and then another spin
over and over again,
and your rinse,
no variation, no embellishment,
and then another spin,
nothing,
and then another spin.
It's measurable, you know, and monotonous, nothing changed. You can actually see.
Starts its life as a circle. It comes out. Its final result is a ball going in a, hopefully in a straightish sort of line. But it all starts off with a wound up big spiral of motion, of power and energy being released to let the ball go straight. But everything starts with the circle and the spiral. Missing a bit, then missing a bit more, and then I was getting like jumping from one speed to another, and it was like, oh, and it got to the point where I just couldn't control it. You've got to control that. You've got to control that bit, that animal bit that wants to fly off. It doesn't want to do as you're telling it. It's trying to go elsewhere. Absolutely mortified when it went. I thought, that's it, I've lost my wheel.
You've been listening to Circular Thinking by Jen Mattinson and Mark Vernon. And now, we present Balancing Act by Amble Skews. In response to deep pedagogical misogyny, the piece serves as a ritual, a mantra, a magic spell, presenting 1,464 female names invisible to the concert hall.
Abby Conant, Abby Arstai, Abby Hellestatir, Ada Rave. Adele H.
Abby Conant, Abby Aristi, Abby Hellas Dotted, Ada Rave, Adele H., Adina Izera, Adriana Halski,
Ailey Robertson,
Adrian Albert, Agati Max, Anispen, Ayamamoto, Ailey Robertson, A. Bailey,
Akekoyano.
Amy O'Dwyer, Aramisuki, Akita Kase, Akiko Yoyano, Alba Tryan, Alexandra Vrebelov, Alex Guy, Alex Shapiro, Alexandra Codgers, Alexandra Fall, Alexandra Gardner, Alexina Louie, Alexina Louie, Alice Cohen, Alice Coltrane, Alice Sheng Chang, Alice Kim, Alice Shields, Alicia Arita, Aline Painter, Aline Allison Blunt,
I'm going to go to the next one.
Shore, Clarissa Sad, Claudia Cervenka,
Elizabeth Harris, Elizabeth Hayden Pizer, Elizabeth Hoffman, Elizabeth Knudsen, Elizabeth McConkie, Elizabeth Maniscalco, Elizabeth Panzer, Elizabeth Parker, Elizabeth Pizer, Elizabeth R. Austin, Elizabeth Rahm,
Cynthia Savin, Cynthia Van Eyten, Daphne Naftali, Dilith Warshaw,
Elizabeth Scola Davis, Elizabeth Vanessa Harper, Elizabeth Ferco, L. Mermond, Ellen Band, Ellen Sigavito, Ellen Christie, Ellen France, Ellen Fullman, Ellen Toffs Willich, Ellen Zweig, Ellen D. Lawton, Elsa Justin, Elsa Marie Paid, Emma Jolly,
D.B. Boyko, Deborah Pritchard, Delia Derbyshire, Delia Gonzalez, Delphine Dara, Denise Gallant, Denise Ritter, Diamanda Kalos, Diana McLean,
Elizabeth Ward, Emily Simon, Emily Dupont, Emily Hayes, Fiona Price, Emily Sankey, Francis Francis Gibbons, Francis Dalek, Francis Wibbins, Francis Wibbins, Francis Richard, Francis Mitchell, Francis Wibbins, Francis Gibbons, Erica Francis Gabouman, Erica Francis Kowalczyk, Erica Rice, Guy Bartolino, Esther Lamek,
Jessica, Jane, 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 Jessica, Jane,
Thank you. Nina Duck, Nina Crabbe, Nina Hammond, Nina Hesley, 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 N Zoe Keating.
You've been listening to Balancing Act by Amble Skews, a Radiophthenia commission supported by Creative Scotland. For more details on our activities, visit our website at www.radiophthenia.scot.